Unit 2. A Modern Day Japanese Night. A Japanese doctor, Naoyuki Kawahara, is fearlessly providing his medical expertise to people in the Republic of Sudan, once thought to be one of the most dangerous areas in the world. The country suffers from widespread infectious diseases affecting thousands of people. Dr. Kawahara, born in 1965, is a native of Kita, Kyushu, Japan, and studied medicine at Kyushu University. After graduating, he worked as a medical doctor for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. In 2002, he began working at the Japanese Embassy in the Republic of Sudan. Dr. Kawahara soon became frustrated when the embassy would not allow him to examine local patients. He had visited the local hospitals and had been impressed by the devotion of the Sudanese doctors who worked with outdated equipment and scarce supplies. Dr. Kawahara then decided to leave his embassy post. It was a very difficult decision to give up a secure government job with a large salary. However, he originally had become a doctor to be of use to other people. In making the decision, he also had the very important support of his wife. So, in spite of having very little money, he determinedly set up his NGO, non-governmental organization, Rochinantes, and began working with Sudanese patients under very harsh circumstances. Dr. Kawahara named his NGO, after Rochinantes, Don Quixote's Frail Horse. The NGO may be weak like the horse, but it is the only horse he has, and like Don Quixote, Dr. Kawahara rides with a powerful vision of a true knight, or perhaps a Japanese samurai. Gradually, he has been gaining support and has initiated educational exchanges with some Sudanese students traveling to Japan and Japanese students traveling to Sudan. The doctor's passion for helping others was seen also during the disastrous Great East Japan earthquake. He was in Tokyo at the time and immediately took an ambulance to the area in order to provide as much help as he could. His organization has had a constant presence in the area since then. He helped some children there to plant cherry trees so as to inspire them with hope for the future. He promised to come back after 20 years and view the blossoms with them. He states that he is only able to continue such efforts with support from a lot of people and that he feels a deep sense of fulfillment from his work. He feels that the benefits from helping others are mutual and strongly believes that he is learning a lot from the very people that he is helping. It is amazing to think that one man's selfless passion is helping and inspiring so many people. He is a great man and a true living example of an honorable modern-day knight in shining armor.